Blog Talk Radio.
Still the Night, one of my favorite songs. Kind of relaxing, sit back, enjoy, and we're glad you're here. On Journey into the Light, Spiritual Radio, shining a light, a beacon on this Thursday evening, nighttime, depending where you're at. You could be on the West Coast like my guest, Samaya Wood, which is like 5 p.m., or you could be on the East Coast and already be 8 p.m. Take your pick, right? Totally two different I always am amazed because I do this show and it's so many different time zones. And like earlier this afternoon, we had a guest on from the Ukraine. So while we were doing the show around in mid-afternoon, there it was almost midnight, 11 p.m. So, you know, it's like during those times, think about it yourself. You're in two totally different states. You know, if you're at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, it's the middle of the day, right? But if you're close to midnight, you're winding it down. Maybe you're already in bed. Maybe you're already asleep. Except if you're me, like a night owl, and you don't get to sleep till about 2 in the morning. But anyway, you know what I mean, right? All right. Okay, I digress as normal. Okay, well, we got a great show lined up for you here. We should have 2 hours. Joshua Darnell coming on next hour. Samaya Wood is my guest. Sumaya Wood, I should say. And she's going to be taking your phone calls for intuitive reading, soul coaching, whichever on your mind, whatever you're needing help in. So go ahead and call on in. And the number to call in is 347-884-245 is the number. And once you call on in, press the 1 on your phone so that we know you want to come aboard and we will take your call, okay? So don't forget, press the 1 on your phone always whenever you want to speak to the guests on any of my shows, okay? I have to say that so much because the recording doesn't say that anymore. So there you go. So all righty, there you go. You got everything you need. I'm not going to make any more announcements on this one show, broadcast, I should say. And so let's bring in my dear friend, who I've missed the last couple of weeks on this show, but I'm glad she is back. And let's welcome Sue Mayawood to the program. Welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Glad to be back. I've missed the show the past few weeks.
Yeah, yeah, I missed you very much. And I always have this question. I was talking about the times, you know, and how, you know, different places. So, like, at 5 o'clock there, and you're on in the Bay Area. Is it already dark yet, or is it? When does it get dark?
It's not dark, but it's getting dark.
Oh.
I don't know what time the sun sets. I should probably know, but I don't. Official sunset time, but it's still a little bit. There's still a little bit of light, but during the show, it'll get dark.
Oh, okay, so sounds similar to here in Oklahoma. So I just wondered.
Yes.
Yeah.
The shortest day of the year is in, a week and a half?
Yeah, they always say the first day of winter, yeah.
Yeah, so then it'll start increasing again.
Right. Oh, wow. I was looking it up here, the beautiful internet, and San Francisco sunset time is 4:51. Man, that is early.
Yeah, that's why it's still light out.
Yeah, barely, like you were saying. So,
yeah.
Wow. Because, like here in Oklahoma, the latest it gets is about 5:20. That's about the latest it gets. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think it gets down to like maybe 4:30-ish on that shortest day of the year, and then it starts increasing again.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, we here in the middle of the country, we think, you know, well, California is probably sunny until like 9 o'clock or something like that.
In the summer.
Yeah, the summer. But we think all year round. We think it's.
We've got some people doing some good PR.
Yeah. And I see it's relatively cool, 58 it's showing for you guys. Is that right?
It was. I finally had to turn the heat on.
Oh.
I've been avoiding it because I was in denial, but it got too cold, so the heat is now officially on.
Yeah. Yeah. We've gotten really cold. I mean, today's high is like 34.
Oh, my goodness.
And tonight
it rarely gets that cold here. That's the nice thing. The ocean keeps it a little more temperate.
Yeah, I imagine. And tonight it's going to get a low of 15 degrees.
Oh, burr. I don't miss those temperatures.
Yeah. I know. The older I get, you know, the more I'm, you know, not so into those cold temperatures as I used to be. And my son is like, Dad, you know, he's like, you talk about during the summertime how you want to move to some cold climate, go back to Nebraska or something. And he said, you can't even handle the 30s.
Yeah, well, I like sweater weather, so that's nice. And you get a nice sweater and scarf and some gloves. It can be toasty and cozy.
Yeah. Yeah, I like sweaters too. Like right now, I've got the heat on low, and I've got two sweaters on because I kind of sit by the window, and it kind of gets drafty, if you know what I mean. When it's that cold out. So.
Yes. Well, at least you're keeping cozy warm with your sweaters.
Yeah, my cat. My son, he put up this beautiful Christmas tree. He surprised us, and he bought all, like, brand new decorations and a brand new tree, like an 8-foot tree, really, and it's just beautiful.
Wow.
And,
that's awesome.
Just, yeah. And so underneath that tree with all the lights, it's pretty warm, you know, all these white lights. And so the kitty, Mary, she goes under the tree a lot of the times to keep warm.
That's cute. Kitties, our kitties love our tree, too. We haven't gotten ours yet. This weekend is the game plan. So I'm sure they'll be cozied up under there, just like Miss Mary.
Yeah. Luckily, Mary doesn't. She's never climbed up the tree like a lot of cats do, but so I'm thankful. Does yours?
No, they just curl up under. They like to sit on the, occasionally they think the ornaments are toys and we'll find them all over the house.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of it.
Right.
Everything is a toy for them.
Yeah, of course. We've got nothing else to do but buy them toys.
Exactly.
I know.
So, yeah, it's always fun at Christmas with them, watching them with the tree.
Yeah. I know I always try to reason with my cat, and my wife always says, okay, she doesn't think like we do, okay? So why are you surprised? I said, well, one of these days, it's all going to kick in. I know she's gathering the information.
Exactly. They're very smart. You never know. Maybe she's just tucking it away for future reference.
I think that's it. I really do. I think she's studying the information, and then she's going to lay it all out on me.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if this is a call or not. Let's just check the line and see. Area code 631, do you have a question? Are you there? I guess not. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, do you have a question? Okay, we'll go back.
Actually, this is my first time listening to you guys.
Yeah,
so I'm
sure.
I'm not really sure what to ask.
Hi, love. What's your name?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica, is there anything coming up that you have particular questions about? I can tell you whatever's coming up.
Like future-wise?
You can ask whatever, and if I get something, I'll absolutely share whatever comes up.
Okay. I'd like to know if eventually I'll be able to have...
Sorry, say that again. When you broke up in the middle. Eventually, if you'll be able to...
Have my own family?
It feels like a yes. And it feels like a yes to biological kids, which I think is your question.
Yeah.
I'm getting a yes. It's something's got to work itself out in your body. And it feels temporary and not permanent.
Okay.
It's a combination of hormonal.
Yes.
And there's some slight nutritional aspect to it as well. The hormonal piece is definitely stronger, but there's something nutrient-wise that your body is needing to bring itself back into balance, both vitamins and minerals. So I don't know. I don't know what kind of diet you have. But what I'm sensing is getting back to and or eating more whole foods as opposed to processed foods, because it feels like your body is it's just missing some nutrients that will get your hormones back firing on all cylinders. And it feels like that's the precursor.
Okay.
And so as you cut out processed foods, eat more like homemade stuff, much more fruits and veggies, definitely more on the veggie side. And then do you muscle test? Or do you know how to muscle test?
No, I don't.
Okay, I'm just going to suggest, I'm sure you can find a million different videos on YouTube describing how to do that. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is actually muscle test on, like, just get a laundry list of vitamins and minerals.
Okay.
And just muscle test to see which ones your body needs. And then, you know, follow through on whatever comes up. Yeah, it's and check in on the two that I'm getting to tell you to check in on are iodine and selenium. I don't know if those are what you need, but definitely check in on those. Those are important for your endocrine system, for your thyroid in particular. And then there's also vitamins in there. But just you can find a list of all the key essential ones. And then once you find, you know, through your muscle testing, which ones your body is needing more of. And the
okay.
other thing to ask is does your body need less of something? Because it feels like there's an imbalance there that needs to be corrected. And then once you find exactly what you need, search for which foods provide that in the right amount.
I agree.
Sorry, go ahead.
I lost 37 pounds a year ago, and then
okay.
I gained it all back.
Okay.
Plus some, and
okay.
I've been eating, like, really bad. Like, I've been eating, like, processed foods, fast food,
okay.
and
yeah,
a lot of sugar.
All of that out. Like, sugar's got to go. Processed foods have to go. And it's really about, and I'm going to suggest, because this is something I actually do myself, it's called Perfect Health Diet. And you can go to perfecthealthdiet.com to get more information. It was written by a husband and wife research team that I think are based out of Harvard. And it's essentially a modified paleo diet, if you're familiar with that. And it's,
yeah.
So it's very heavy on like whole foods and getting your nutrition from everything that you're eating and making sure that it's in balance. Like all the nutrients are in balance with each other because your body needs a good balance of, for example, zinc and copper. And if one of those are out of balance, it can throw other systems in your body off. And that's just one example. And they cover all of that in various blog posts. And they also have a book by that I highly recommend to anybody who is looking to kind of get their bodies back in balance. But for you, there's chapters towards the end of the book that go through key nutrients and which ones need to be in balance. So that might be a good place for you to start as you muscle test to figure out what you need. But it's really about getting your body back in balance, and that's going to kind of clear the pathway for you to have your own family. And that's coming up super, super strongly.
Okay.
And if you can find a doctor who is functionally medicine oriented, so not somebody who so basically a functional MD is going to bring all of that into balance as opposed
okay.
to just trying to prescribe you stuff. Because it's really clear for you the getting all of your systems firing on all cylinders, and you need the nutrition for that. And so if you find you have trouble figuring that out on your own, look for a functional MD in your community who can help support you on that path.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anything else, love?
I'm not really sure. That was the only thing I really had a question about.
Okay. Cool. Well, yeah, it feels really good, and call me back and let me know how things go.
Thank you.
Awesome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Take care.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. We're going to go to our next caller. We invite everybody to call on in to speak to Sumaya Wood. The number to call in is 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone once you call on in. Let's go to 724. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? Are you there? Hello? I see your line is lit, and you called in, but we can't hear you. You might want to check the mute on your phone. If not, call back in. I will see your call. We'll pick you right back up, okay? Just call back in. Sometimes that happens. Okay. Right, my friend? Sumaya, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I think
I
lost everybody.
No, I wasn't sure if you were still trying to get the caller.
Like, am
I'm still here.
I've had that happen before where I realized that since no one's talking to me, I'm the one that lost the connection.
Nope, you're still stuck with me.
Yeah, stuck. Oh, come on, stop that. It's always great. Even after all this time, I think I finally got your name right. You know, Sue, I got to keep remembering that. That's why sometimes I correct myself. Sue.
Oh, good. Sumaya. Exactly.
Sumaya. Oh,
exactly.
It's like the caller called back in here. Let's see if we can hear her now. 724, are you there? All right, and her line dropped again. Okay, well, call back in. They have obviously troubles with their lines, but I think what do they say? The third time is a charm.
Maybe that's what they say. That's the rumor.
You know, I heard about your I know it's too early for basketball for you with your Golden State Warriors, but I heard from someone, even for me, I don't watch too much of it with the Thunder, but I heard it, you know, the interesting thing is, you know, how we, a lot of times in life, think everything's planned out and, oh, it's going to be like this, and just kind of like the Golden State when they got Kevin Durant, and it's like, oh, man, now they're going to be so, so good, and people who've seen them a lot said they're different, but they're not any better. Like, it changed the team, the chemistry.
Well,
it's
you got to get used to new energy, new interaction, new chemistry amongst the players. And it always takes a little while to get used to change.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't watched a single game yet this season, so it'll be after January.
I thought you were going to say after Christmas, but now you're saying after January.
After New Year's.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far after Christmas.
Right, yeah. I mean, sometimes something like that can really, you know, because the team has such a chemistry with a couple of its players being the key players, then you throw in another huge
mm-hmm.
all-star player that it can really throw out that chemistry where it's different but not better.
Yeah. I mean, it's still relatively early in the season, so
right.
I think it's always going to take, you know, a little bit of time to get into whatever the rhythm is, because everyone's got their own style, everyone's got their own vision and to create that meld of how a team is going to function together as a unit as opposed to five individuals on the floor. I think we got to give them a little bit of time.
Yes, yes. But you think that goes for our new president? We still need to give him more time? Maybe he'll eventually quit tweeting?
You know what? Whether he tweets or whether he doesn't tweet, you know, he's figuring it out. We're all figuring it out. We're all figuring out what, you know,
mm-hmm.
our individual paths within the country. And so, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum over the over the past 12 months plus. But we're all, you know, we're all figuring it out. This, I think, and we've definitely talked about this. I think the election gave each of us an opportunity to look at those unintegrated parts of ourselves, to see, you know, to look so we can look at our own shadow, which I think the president-elect, you know, helped highlight for all of us. Collectively and individually, and we can decide. It's really, I'm thinking of it as a time of renewal where we can think about, you know, all those unintegrated parts of ourselves and make a conscious decision about what do we want to carry forward with us into the next phase of our lives, and how do we integrate all of that into a whole. And then what are we ready to let go of? And we can make some conscious decisions about that as we move forward. And one of my favorite exercises that I'll do on birthdays or solstices or on New Year's Eve is to really take a look at what am I ready to let go of? And I put that on a separate piece of paper, and I will burn that on New Year's Eve before midnight to signify that I'm letting it go, you know, and that I don't want to carry it forward with me into the new year. And then on New Year's Day, anytime after midnight on New Year's, I'll have the list of what do I want to carry with me and integrate, and I'll have that on a separate piece of paper, and I'll burn that after midnight to signify that that's something that I want to carry with me, and I'm ready to initiate that process of integration. And it's just a really nice little ceremony either to do just by myself or with a community of people, and make it a really conscious process, if you will. And that is something I invite everybody to think about over the next few weeks heading into New Year's Eve, because it's a really intentional, lovely, intentional way to you know, wrap up the current year and gear up for the coming year. And we can use all of the stuff that Mr. Trump and his election brought up for any of us as part of that process.
Yeah, and you know, and this Round Rock, you know, the pipeline in North Dakota that is really taken the attention of the nation, a pretty good deal amount, should be more, but it's, you know, good. And, you know, the positive signs last Sunday that the pipe in North Dakota that was going to be, you know, they're wanting to put on Indian land and also go underneath a lake that people living up there get their drinking water from. So, you know, who would want that? So, you know, Sunday, President Obama went ahead and ordered Corps of Engineers to reroute the pipe, which was great and celebrating. But the tribes up there, a lot of them are staying. And the reason they're staying is they're very fearful that come the new president that he can change this. Because, you know, Trump has said he's has no plans to reroute the pipe. Plus, he has a financial interest in the oil company. and then the oil company itself says they're not, they're still not going to reroute the pipe. So I think, I don't know. We obviously we need to continue to pray, but I just think there's more to come up here. Hopefully not, though.
Yeah, and what was coming up as you were talking about that is, yes, prayer. And what I always invite, whether it's, you know, about this subject or anything else going on in your life, is to look at not what are you praying for, but what are you praying from. And what I mean by that is your prayer based in fear? Is your prayer based in, you know, doubt or worry? Or is your prayer based in a knowing that God / capital G good is all that's going on? And when we pray from that knowing, from that awareness, from that understanding, it's a very different prayer. Because when we pray from fear, that's the energetic that is kind of wrapped within the prayer. It surrounds it, it's wrapped within it. And anytime we're doing anything from fear, whether it's praying or taking action, the energetic of it is very different. And a lot of times it will actually come back and boomerang, because that energetic of fear is so ingrained in whatever we're praying for, that it almost takes over, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So what I invite, you know, you or anybody else, whether it's, you know, about the pipeline or anything else going on in your individual lives or in the world around you, is just notice. What's at the root of the fear, and particularly what beliefs are at the root of it, because it is any prayer that is based in anything other than love. You want to look at what that energetic is behind it, because there's a belief in there somewhere about separation, being separate from God, being separate from our source, being separate from our good. And once we start to uncover and unravel those beliefs, we can stand much more anchored in that spiritual truth. And when we pray from that understanding and awareness, everything shifts.
Yeah, I see. That, yeah, it's going to be interesting, for sure. But I think, you know, you got some great points to, you know, and we should definitely need to follow and definitely learned a lot from this past year and a half working with you and turning down my fear. So,
Well, it's always an invitation, right? And so I'm a firm believer, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but I'm a firm believer that everything that shows up is for our good and has a blessing in it for us, and it's up to us to recognize that fact and then uncover and unwrap that gift. And it's as we do that inner work to really look at what are those beliefs that are keeping me feeling separate, that's when a healing can take place, because we are living from that willingness to move beyond fear, to move beyond separation, and stand in that understanding of who we are as spiritual beings, as perfect expressions of God.
Yeah, right. That's it's great to you know, come into that calmness and to I find myself when I sometimes get, you know, in a fearful state, whatever worry state or whatever is, you know, go into a sense of meditation and just kind of let it all just kind of drip off of you, kind of let it all peel off. And
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it's the surrendering to let that all go. It's in that process that we create space for new insight, new awareness, new understanding to come in, because we've stopped that static of the fear from blocking whatever is ready to come in. And so, you know, whatever, you know, you mentioned kind of going into a meditative state. Some people don't like to meditate, and, you know, going for a walk in nature or doing something creative, anything that's going to kind of clear the decks, if you will, of whatever's going on that works for you. And meditation works for some people. It doesn't work for others. So find that piece of your path that resonates for you. And the key thing is to create that space, to create that opening for that new insight and awareness.
Right, exactly. So how best do folks find you?
The best way to find me is on my website, which is sumayawood.com, and that's spelled S as in Sam, U, M as in Mary, A-I-Y-A, last name is Wood, W-O-O-D.com, and there is a link on the show page.
Yes, it is, all right down here, and all easy to find, and so yeah, very good. So
I have been getting a very strong hit that after the new year I'm going to start a discussion group, because it's been coming up very strongly over the past couple of weeks, to talk about exactly things like what's going on with the Trump administration or the Dakota Access Pipeline or anything that's going on with, you know, people in their personal lives, and really have it be a discussion group on practical spirituality where folks can bring up whatever is up for them in that week, and we can talk about how to live whatever is up from a spiritual perspective, so that we get out of thinking about it in our heads and are able to live it in our hearts. And so this, it's not even up on my website yet, but I wanted to mention that if anybody is interested in that, feel free to reach out to me through the contact form on my website. And I will be launching it probably in the first week or two of January. So if anybody is interested, reach out, and once I have all the details squared away, I will share that information, because it feels like this, there has been so much up for people, especially here in the States with the election and the pipeline and everything else that's going on in the world, that it feels like it's a really ripe time to move beyond thinking about spiritual principles in our heads so that we can actually start living them in a meaningful way.
So, like, instead of them being in our heads, actually act on them is what you're saying? Is that?
Well, it's actually, yeah, it's, and I know this from my own personal experience on my own journey, that it's so easy to intellectualize
right.
spiritual principles. And so if we talk about oneness, if we talk about, you know, God is all there is, if we talk about, you know, what does it mean to live love? And it's really easy to think about it conceptually. And then when it comes to actually putting those principles into practice, you know, I hear people say, well, I believe in oneness, but Donald Trump is not part of that, or people who support him are not part of that, and it's really you know, I'm still fleshing out the details of exactly what this discussion group is going to look like, but it's really going to be about, you know, when we talk about these spiritual principles, what does it look like to live them in practice? And then what are the belief systems that are getting in the way of our living them in practice? And so it's really going to be a process and a journey to help people kind of make that leap, make that transition from thinking about spiritual principles to incorporating and living them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's great because I find that as a radio host, people will say these intellectual things spiritually, but it's like, well, how do we implement those in our daily lives? It's one thing talking about it, but that's the part that is missing, is getting it out there. Yeah.
Exactly.
And giving examples.
Yeah, no, it's the giving examples, and what I really want it to be is you know, folks bring whatever is up for them each week, so that it's not, you know, some airy fairy theory, but it's real world. I'm struggling with X, and I need help figuring it out. I need help moving from you know, knowing this is how I should be living it in my head, but I can't take the steps to actually make it happen that way.
Right. Exactly. And I think, you know, that's going to be great because that's what people are looking for and needing and it's been missing for so long. I've been doing the show a long time, and it's just mainly talked about. But it's like if you go – well, I know for me, I know the days I used to go to church a lot more. I feel like church is right here nowadays because I get that feeling from it. So, but when I used to go, I would remember the pastor, you know, would be preaching, and he would give stories where he would show in the story what he's talking about, and those were – the parts I got the most out of it, when you can implement it to day-to-day lives, what you're talking about, people really, including myself, really can really see that, can vision it, and can see how that could really help them. So, yes.
Absolutely. I think that's what makes, you know, all the Bible stories and all the parables and all of that so powerful, because it's so much easier to relate to stories and then apply, you know, whatever the lesson is from the story or the parable into our lives than to think about it, you know, as a concept. The stories and parables make it much, much more tangible, and that's, you know, that's my intention and my vision for this discussion group. So like I said, if anybody is interested in learning more, feel free to reach out. I should have information up on my website in the next week or so, and my plan is to launch it in the first half of January.
Well, great. Where will people find this at? Like, where do you plan to?
It'll be virtual, so it'll be online, either over the phone or through one of those video conferencing services. So you can log in and we can see each other, or you can dial in over the phone. And the plan is to start with once a week, and if something that's resonating with people, I can look at doing it more frequently. But I'd like to start with once a week.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah. That'd be great. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's been one of those ideas that's been percolating over the past week or two for me, and it just keeps coming up stronger and stronger, so I know I need to do something with it. So I'm paying attention. I'm listening.
That's good. We're supposed to listen, right? For sure.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. So, yes, that is the game plan.
Game plan. Check-in time at the arena. So, that's
exactly.
Good. That's good. We'll keep getting that information out there. So, it's hard to believe, you know, just a couple of weeks till Christmas. And
I know.
My goodness, 2 weeks by this Sunday.
It's crazy. I can't believe how fast the year has gone by.
Yeah. That's amazing. What's your thoughts on why does it seem like, you know, the older we get, the faster the years go by? Is that just because we keep ourselves so busy? Or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think part of it is that we keep ourselves busy, and I think part of it, I don't know if I've ever articulated this before, part of it is that time is just a construct, right, that we make up, and infinity, which is another name that I use for God, is the only real eternal thing. And infinity is outside any concept of time. And I'm almost thinking of it as a way for us to start to recognize that time isn't real. Time is just a construct that we make up. You know, we have seconds, minutes, hours, days, years, centuries, etc. But none of that, if you talk to physicists and all that, none of that is a real thing in the framework of infinity. And I always look at everything that shows up in our world as a way for us to get back to spiritual truth. And I think this might be one of those ways for us to start to realize that time is an arbitrary concept that we've created because it works, you know, at the human level, but it's not the reality of who we are. And anything that helps remind us of that is a powerful thing if we're willing to take a look at it. And so I always look at, anything, whether it's time or other concepts of, well, what is there for me to know? What spiritual truth is there for me to get back to? And what does it mean that not only infinity is, but that I am one with infinity, that I too am timeless as a spiritual being? And what does that mean about me? And how would I live my life differently if I lived from that understanding that I'm an infinite being and all that that entails? So that was probably more than you thought you were going to get with that answer, but that's what came up to share.
No, that's good. That's good. Let's take a call while we have a moment here and see what we have here. Got a little bit of time left here. 780, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Yes, it's Jay Cohn from Canada. I was actually holding for the next class, but it's okay.
Hi, Jay. How
hold?
Can I help you? Okay.
Yeah.
You can hold? Okay.
But anyhow, right. It's okay. Who am I speaking to? Sorry.
Sumaya.
Yes?
Hi, Sumaya.
Hi.
My question is that moving in from a 9-year into a 1-year numerology-wise, and it's interesting that I really did a lot of work for myself this year. So me, I'm seeking more friends and relationships too. So I just wondered, you know, for next year, how's the prospects going to be actually? Because it's been quite the year of kind of like, where do I go now?
So what I keep hearing is that where do you want to go? Because numerology, like anything that we do at the kind of quote-unquote human level, is just a construct. And constructs can constrain us or free us depending on our belief systems about them. And right now, it's time for you to break, and I just keep seeing, an image of of your arms kind of chained in shackles, but you like rip them apart. And it's time to let go of those shackles, of those beliefs in systems that constrain you. Because as I was saying a few minutes ago, you are an infinite being. And every moment is available to you to support you in recognizing, not only recognizing it, but also living from it. And this, you're at a choice point of deciding, am I going to continue living shackled and constrained, or am I going to step into the infinitude of my being? And that, once you make that decision consciously, the path that opens in front of you will depend on whatever decision you make. And so I can't tell you that next year will bring about X versus Y in terms of relationship or companionship or whatever it is, because you're at choice. And
right,
how you proceed from that choice point is going to open up different forks in your path, if that makes sense.
Sure. So what do you think would be the keys for unlocking that stuff? I mean, I'm just getting on myself, but more, I'm doing really something different. I mean, I'm taking classes that are different too. So this is like a whole new, different me in a way. That's
yeah,
what it is.
And it's continuing to open your, you know, whatever comes up to do, do it. And when I say that, it's not analyze everything and come up with your pros and cons and, you know, your checklist of here's why I should and here's why I shouldn't. You can do all that, and that's fine and well and good. And then if you do that, set it aside and go within and listen to your heart. Mm. And in the listening to your heart, it is not about taking action or inaction in order to, right? So it's not like you're going to say, I'm going to do X in order to get Y. It's, this is what my inner wisdom is guiding me to, and I don't know where it's going to lead. I may know where it's going to lead, I may not know where it's going to lead. And this is what I'm feeling that inner impulsion to do. And when we kind of live from that place of surrender, to follow that inner impulsion without having a separate agenda, it's amazing what opens up for us, because we haven't outlined what it has to look like. And so therefore we open ourselves up to a greater sense of good than we might otherwise imagine. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah, it does, actually. It does.
Okay. So that's really the key for you, is pay attention to that inner wisdom and let go of the in order to, because that's where your path is really going to blossom, and it's going to open up much wider. Because what I'm picking up is that when you are, I don't know if you're very analytical, but when you are thinking about, you know, potential paths or potential actions from a very analytical path or perspective, I see the pathways in front of you very, very narrow. And when I talk about you letting go of the in order to, and listening to and trusting and acting upon that inner wisdom, it's a much wider path, and it's beautiful. It's got lush greenery and beautiful flowers, and it just feels richer and more robust. And so, again, getting back to what I said when we first started talking, it's that choice point for you of, you know, what are you ready to step into? And there's you can't get it wrong. It's just a different path that emerges depending on how you pursue it. And I don't like to think of that as a right or wrong. It's just different. And you'll learn things, you'll experience things on each of those potential paths and options that will support you on your journey, and they'll just be different.
Okay. Okay.
So just, yeah, just pay attention because you can't get it wrong.
Mm. Well, thanks for reminding me of
my
intuition. So I know I can get into my mind a lot, but, you know, sometimes I got to make some plans here that are going to be kind of like definite because, you know, the future is unknown for me and for everybody else in this world too, so.
Yeah, and so, and again, it's the choice is yours. You can do the analysis and take action based on that. You can do the analysis and set it aside and then listen to your inner wisdom and your path will unfold accordingly.
Okay. Thanks so much for this reading. It's been great.
Thank you. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Take care, Jake. Lots of love.
Wherever. Thanks, Michael. For letting me.
Thank you. All right. Take care. All right. All righty. We're just we're out of time, so enjoyed the hours very much. So may all my best to you.
Thank you, Michael. Have a great week. I will talk to you next week.
Okay. Take care. All right. Bye bye.
Take care. Lots of love. Bye.
Alrighty, that's Sumaya Wood there, and always a delight to have her on the show. She's here each week here at this time. And coming up next, Joshua Darnell will be here talking about relationships. So call back in, connect to the next show, and we're going to have another hour here of Journey into the Light.